Well, so we continue today in Siman Dalid, the halachos of Netilas Yadayim, washing the hands in the morning. So Gimel with Sif Aleph. Siman Dalid, Sif Aleph. Yerchot Yodav V'Yivarech al Netilas Yadayim. Upon awaking in the morning, a person should wash their hands and should make the bracha of al Netilas Yadayim. What's the reason for this hand washing? So the Taz in Sif Aleph writes as follows. L'fi Shiyadayim Askani Osein, V'yef Shashalo Nogo Balayla Babasar HaMetulof. Lakach tiknu bracha kodim shikra kriyashma v'yispal king kasev arash. So the Rosh writes, Rabbeinu Asher writes, that over the course of the night time, usually again a person's hands touched parts of the body, which are sometimes unclean or covered parts of the body, and as a result, the next morning a person has to say Shema, a person has to say Shmona Esrei. So in order to be able to daven with clean hands, ultimately again, one goes ahead and washes them in the morning. So the Rush's view is Yadayim Askanios, hands wander, and you may touch an unclean or covered part of the body, therefore require washing. The Rashba explains a little bit differently. He says, D'bishachris nasa kebriya chadosha. He says that every single morning, a person becomes like a brand new creation, and therefore again, to commemorate or to recreate or to highlight this brand new creation, Al-Kain, Tiknu Natila Be'isahi. So just like again, a brand new day, brand new beginning, so one washes their hands in order to usher in this new beginning. What does the hand washing have to do with the new beginning? So the Magen Avraham actually comments over here, and he explains as follows. He says, quoting to you again in Sif Aleph, he says, "Lefira anu liskalish bekdushaso velito yodav minakli kohen shemekadish yodav minakir kodem avodaso." So just like the kohen, when he comes to the Beis Hamikdash to work in the Beis Hamikdash, he washes his hands and his feet from the kiyor, from the sink, from the laver, before he goes in and does his avoda. So too in the morning, when we are brand new creations and we have been reconsecrated, reformulated, reborn to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we wash our hands as well. Interestingly enough, the position of the Rambam is that in the morning one should actually wash their hands and feet, corresponding to the washing of the kohen before he began the temple service, which was of both the washing of the hands and the feet, although again the Shulchan Aruch does not adopt that opinion. Therefore, we wash our hands in the morning, we make the bracha al netilas yodayim. Three are really two different reasons. Either yodayim askanios, hands wander, touching unclean parts of the body, or again, brand new creation like the kohen, readying himself for a new day of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rama writes, V'yesh omrim, gam ha-shayotza afilo asa tzracha v'chein nagu. So the Rama actually calls something very interesting. In the morning, we also say the bracha of asher yatzar, even if one did not use the bathroom. This is actually very interesting. The bracha of asher yatzar, which is normally the bracha that is recited after one goes to the bathroom, interestingly enough, is recited in the morning as part of the morning brachos, even if one did not use the bathroom. Ma'im ha'psulun netilas yadayim l'su'uda. Ma'im ha'psulun netilas yadayim l'su'uda. K'shem l'netilas yadayim l'tfila. Mi'o yesh mishomer delo mevarech alayim. So another interesting halacha, which we will see a bit later on, which is that, first, I'm sorry, before we go on, so the Ber Hatif comments, he says, why is it that a person should say Asher Yatzar in the morning if one did not relieve themselves or use the bathroom? So the Ber Hatif writes, Mishum dina'ase bria chadosha. Same motif as the hand washing, according to the Rashba, which is I'm a brand new creation. So to kind of highlight this idea that my body has been recreated, I recite the bracha of Asher Yatzar, which is the bracha that is recited for the body working correctly. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says that water which is unfit for hand washing prior to a meal can be used for hand washing in the morning. So we will discuss as we get a little bit later on, or a little bit further on in the Shulchan Aruch, what type of water is unfit for use for washing one's hands before a meal. But whatever it is, that type of water is permitted for use for in the morning. Sif Beis. Yidak tek laros aleim maim gimel panin lahavir ruach rosh shor aleim. So the Shulchan Aruch says the halacha is that we pour water on our hands three times on each hand in order to remove the spirit of impurity which rests upon the hands. This is actually very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch now seems to be introducing now another reason for hand washing, which is what's called ruach ra, a spirit of impurity. Where does the spirit of impurity come from? So since, you know, the Gemara tells us that sleep is 1/60th of death, therefore when a person goes to sleep and wakes up, they've had like a death-like experience. We know that contact with a corpse results in ritual impurity, tumah. Therefore when a person wakes up, there's almost like a certain element of tumas mace, like corpse impurity, that rests upon the hands of the individual. And in order to remove that impurity, one goes ahead and needs to wash 3 times on each hand. The Berhetiv explains that one takes the utensil ultimately in the left hand, begins to wash the right hand, left, it's really right, left, right, left, right, left. 3 times on each hand. Sif Gimel. Lo yiga biyado kodem netila lepeh, velo lechotem, here again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes something additional, which is quite interesting. One should be careful not to go ahead and touch their mouth, their nose, their ears, or their eyes prior to netilas adayim, prior to hand washing in the morning. So this seems to fit with the motif of, this fits with the motif ultimately of Ruach Ra, of this spirit of impurity. So because there is this spirit of impurity, therefore again, halacha lemaisa, one should avoid touching any of the openings or the orifices of the body, in order somehow not to communicate any of that Ruach Ra, that spirit of impurity, to any other parts of the body. The Shulchan Aruch goes on, lo yiga Bigigis Shechar, Shemishmush Hayad Mafsid HaShechar. Another interesting halacha, which is one should also go ahead and not touch, literally Gigis Shechar means the barrel of beer. Why? Because the touching of the beer with the hand ultimately causes the beer to be lost. What this is actually referring to over here is halacha lemaisa, another interesting point, which is refraining from contact with food items prior to netilas yadayim. So this is incredibly important. So we begin to see that this ruach ra, the spirit of impurity which rests upon the hands, is not simply something esoteric, or, you know, a bit more, we'll call it Kabbalistic in nature, but this is something exceptionally real, because you see that the halacha is telling me, don't touch food before you go ahead and you do netilas yadayim in the morning. Don't touch your eyes, your ears, your nose, before you go out and you do netilas yadayim in the morning. Don't touch food before you do netilas yadayim in the morning. Shulchan Aruch then goes on. Ein tzarech, this is Sif Vav. Ein tzarech revias lenetilas yadayim letfilas. Here actually, the Shulchan Aruch begins to transition to another topic, which is the washing of hands for davening, which Emir Hashem will focus on a bit later. I just want to draw your attention to 2 last halachas, going a little bit out of order. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. He says, Mayim shel netilas yadayim, asr lehanos bahem. It's another interesting halacha. Water used for hand washing in the morning. I'm going a little bit out of order in the Shulchan Aruch, while the Mirat Hashem fill in the blanks next week. But mayim shel netilas yadayim, asr lehanos mehem. Water that is used for hand washing in the morning, one should not get benefit from them. V'lo yishpechem babayis. One should not pour them out in the house. V'lo b'makum sha'ovrim sham b'nei adam. Nor in places where people will pass by. So understand, this halacha, these type of halachos always fascinate me, because they also paint a picture of a dramatically different society. A society in which there is very little room for waste, and very little room for excess. So here you drew water, obviously we're dealing before indoor plumbing. So you drew water, you brought it into your home. If you brought water into your home, it's in your best interest to try to reuse and repurpose that water as much as possible. So now I bring water into netilas yadayim, I use it to wash my hands. After I use it to wash my hands, I want to use it for something else. Washing the dishes, something else, even bathing. Right? But yet the Shulchan Aruch says, once water has been used for netilas yadayim for shachris, one is not permitted to go ahead and get benefit from it. Not only that, but you can't pour it out in a place where other people may end up having contact with it, or where other people may end up going ahead and somehow even inadvertently using it. Therefore, again, the Shulchan Aruch writes that halacha lemaisa, one should go ahead and pour it out, and one should make sure not to get any benefit from it. Along those same lines, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Netilas yadayim shachris einot lin al gabe karko." So again, the Shulchan Aruch writes that one should not wash negel vaser, right? One should not go ahead and wash the morning of netilas yadayim on the ground. Ella l'soch kli. Rather, what should you do? You should go ahead and wash into a utensil. What's the reason for this? Again, says the Taz, Al Gabi Karko, Lefi Sheruach Ra Shora Aleihem. Ultimately, again, because Ruach Ra, because the spirit of impurity rests upon this water, therefore, again, we're concerned. The idea is we want to contain it. Because if we contain it, we can then dispose of it in the right way. If you pour it out on top of earth, on top of ground, it could sit there, and even once you're gone, someone else may inadvertently make use of it. In order to avoid that, we don't wash Netilas Yadayim on the ground, rather into a kli. All right, Rebbe, we'll stop over here for today. We will, Emeretz Hashem, pick up with the rest of Simen Dalit and the halachos concerning Netilas Yadayim, Emeretz Hashem, in our next shiur.